President Trump's declaration of a national emergency comes 2 days after his drug commission made the recommendation. Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz welcomes the announcement.
And now I hope he takes the additional steps of addressing the issues with regards to increasing treatment and increasing federal dollars to pay for treatment. But this was a good first step from the president, and I'm glad he finally did it.
I don't think our proposal got a fair chance.
Meanwhile, Erie County legislators hosted a roundtable to discuss their plan to spend $1 million on opioid response programs. Some of that money will be awarded to agencies through a proposal process. One by Evergreen Health has been approved. The health department has recommended 2 other proposals. The Save the Michaels Foundation bid was not one of them. Founder Avi Israel suggests his group has a plan in place that would make a more immediate impact.
We're offering 18 doctors that will help you right away. We're offering connection through Best Health to immediate behavior health treatment. We're offering family education, how to be recovery coaches, how to be the ones who support their kid in recovery.
County legislator Lynn Dixon told WBFO all 13 proposals they received were strong, but there's not enough money to fund them all.
There are a lot of great organizations doing a lot of great things, and the idea is going forward that yes, should money become available in the future, here are other organizations that have plans ready and are ready to attack it and who are already attacking it. Basically, they just want to look to expand their programs.
The most recent numbers suggest 233 deaths in Erie County so far this year have ties to opioids. 90 were confirmed overdoses. Some were the results of suicide. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.